And now we return to the thrilling adventure serial, The Fourth Tower of Inverness. Jack Flanders has been regressed into several of his past lives. In those lives, he found himself a painter in Paris at the turn of this century, a young wealthy dandy in England in the 1700s, and a young black girl with a child in an African tribe. As we join him now, he is about to be born to his present-day parents.
My mother is 7 months pregnant. The circle, the vigilance I keep outside her body, extends only 2 feet from her. I'm also inside, too. I'll move ahead 1 month. Ah, I'm inside completely now. I can hear everything perfectly. I can hear the stomach gurgling. I can hear the heart. I can even hear everything going on outside. Traffic in the street. Voices talking. I'm getting ready to be born. I'll move ahead. Now I'm head first, waiting. Now I'm coming out. A lot of gurgling sounds. There's the doctor. Ooh, he has such cold hands. He has rubber gloves on, and they sure are cold. Lights are so harsh. A lot of stainless steel. What? He's holding me up. My mother can't see. She's out. Drugs. Now I'm being wheeled down a hallway. I'm lying on my back in a sort of a bassinet.
Take yourself ahead 3 years.
Well, there I am, standing next to my uncles. Their legs are like tree trunks compared to my size. There's Uncle Jowls. He's really an incredible person. Suntanned, brilliant teeth, laughing. And there's you, Auntie, wearing one of those shoulder-padded 40s dresses. You're beautiful. The two of you look so happy.
We'll stop now. Whenever you wish to continue at some later time, you may do so by simply relaxing, making yourselves full of light, and continuing where you left off. All right.
Oh.
Well, Jack, how was your little trip?
Wow. Oh, that is amazing stuff. Where did it come from?
There is a man named Swigard who somehow arrived at the method. It's so simple, anyone can do it. But of course, it's impossible for most people to believe that they can do anything at all.
Oh, boy, it's so strange. You know, when I lived in Paris at the turn of the century, I could see that there were certain things in my personality that I still have, and I'm trying to work out.
Yes, that's often true.
Also, when I was looking at my paintings, for example, a farmhouse and the yard and the well outside and chickens and the farmer and his wife off in the field, when I looked at that painting, I found myself standing there in the yard doing the painting. Do you see what I mean?
Yes, yes, I see.
Then I was back at Monsieur Leblanc's gallery looking at the painting. And this was true for all the paintings. If it were a bridge over the Seine at night with lights reflecting off the water, then I would be there, standing there, hearing all the sounds, breathing the air, watching the people in motion, and then back in the gallery looking at the painting. That was incredible.
Yes, the mind has the ability to go out and grasp information from anywhere. It's sad that we don't believe we can do it. Come. Let's go out on the terrace.
Oh.
It'll be quieter out there.
Yes, I could use some air.
Yes, you may regress yourself often, and you'll find that you've known everyone here. You may have been their father at one time, or their daughter, or a good friend. It's a nice exercise, don't you think so?
Oh, sure, yeah, I guess so. I'm still so bewildered that it works. It's so simple. I expected all kinds of hocus-pocus to be going on.
Magic?
Well, sure. There's been enough weird things happening to me around here. I didn't expect anything so straight.
Possibly 90% of magic is showmanship. As you travel more in past lives, you'll see how everyone creates such theater in their lives. It's like watching a play.
Yes.
And death. We die over and over and over and over, and still we keep coming back and doing it again. When the Buddha was asked why we must grow old and die, he replied, "Because we are born." And so it is that birth is dependent upon the process of becoming. And this process would not have been set into motion if there had not been a will to live and a clinging to life, a thirst after the objects of life. And then we have the wheel of life.
Yes, well, go on, go on.
Have you seen the Tibetan wheel of life?
Well, sure, I saw it in your library. But I just want to ask one thing first.
Yes?
Well, why wasn't I someone famous, or a saint or something in my past lives?
If you had been a saint, you wouldn't be here now, would you? And also, we should be nicer to our parents, shouldn't we? Since it is we who have chosen them. What was that?
Oh, wow, it's the bell. It means we've caught the dragon. Oh, we'll continue with this later, Auntie. Right now, I've got to help Missoula. Holy smoke, there it goes again. We must have caught something else. I'd better be... Again?
Dr. Missoula's dragonfly paper appears to be working quite well. Yes. Yes, very well indeed.
As Jack and Lady Jowl stood on the terrace discussing the Tibetan Wheel of Life, they heard a bell, signifying the dragon had entangled itself in Dr. Missoula's sticky dragon fly paper. There's much activity as all able hands are called upon.
Now she blows! We gonna for sure! All hands on deck! We're going for... There she goes again! Bring extra nets and camels, laddies! We got two of them! Whoop, make that three! It'll take all the binding we've got. Three, by God! Make that four! Four fat and sassy dragons! Four! Seven, by God! Step lively now, seven lean and slitherly fire-bellowing beauties! Seven! Nine! Did I hear ten? Nine, I got nine. Ten, do I hear ten? Going once, going twice. Ten, we got ten, laddies. How many is that?
14, Captain.
14, it's 14. 16, big and burly. 19. Wait a minute, 19? Hold on. There can't be 19 dragons.
21, Captain.
Well, whatever it is, it's... Something's fishy.
Dr. Missoula, why does that alarm bell keep banging?
It may be a mama dragon with a lot of babies.
Is that possible?
No.
23!
All right. Dragons lay eggs like lizards, but not like turtles. One female dragon is not going to lay 25 eggs at one, 26 at one time.
Maybe we ought to investigate.
Of course. All right, mateys, look alive. We'll be casting off now.
I want to go too, Jack.
Oh, little Frida.
Load those cables in the cart there, boys.
Hey, this may be a bit dangerous.
Oh, that's tough. You forget the first time we saw the dragon.
Oh, that's right. You stood there and I ran.
You ran and picked me up before he swallowed me.
All right, let's wheel those carts on out to the cave.
Wow, the moon is really weird tonight. It has a double ring around it. What does that mean?
It's like two Pollocks taking a bath together.
Huh?
A double ring ceremony.
Little Frida, I didn't expect something like that from you.
Oh, it's all right. I'm Polish.
Oh.
Do you know why Polacks never commit suicide?
No, why not?
You can't commit suicide leaping out a basement window.
That's terrible.
It's funny, though. I used to get people uptight telling these jokes, but then I'd tell them I was Polish, and they'd relax and think it was fine, and they could laugh. That's really dumb.
We're approaching the cave now. This ought to be something.
Shh. Quiet, quiet. Jack and I will approach quietly. We'll soon see how many we've caught.
How are you going to get them loose from the dragonfly paper?
One step at a time. Aha, the moon. The moon is acting as our street lamp. I can make out the ruins of the temple.
It sure looks eerie, those white pillars in the moonlight and that flypaper strung all over the place. Wait a minute.
What do you see?
Your dragon flypaper, it's... Come on, let's move closer. You see?
My lovely dragonfly paper.
Ripped to shreds.
You couldn't even drive a Mack truck through that.
Well, by the looks of it, that dragon decided it wasn't going to leave any of your paper hanging from anywhere.
I can't believe it. I've worked months perfecting the formula. And then within moments, some nitwit monster rips it apart like
tissue paper.
Tissue paper? Never!
Well, I guess we better pick up the litter, huh?
I don't believe any nitwit dragon is that smart.
So maybe he has a trainer.
Maybe. That's a thought.
Around this place, anything's possible. In fact, hey, little Frida, your pigtails are beginning to rise up.
They always do that when I sense danger.
The dragon?
I don't know. All I know is that there's something here. A power here in the ruins of this temple. A power so strong that if one is able to tap into this power, it would be possible to take the energy and apply it to do anything you wish.
Hey, little Frida!
As long as you didn't
take yourself
to a point where you didn't
shake her. Shake her, something! Shake her!
Shake what? She's gone. Dissolved. Into thin air.
And I dig what Jesus said when he said, "Lest ye see miracles, ye will not believe." And then he said to Thomas, I guess, after Thomas stuck his finger in his side, said, you know, the others that believed without testing, right, their belief, their faith is pure. They're freer, they're more ready. And more ready to say, "Yeah, man, go."
Tune in at this same time tomorrow when you'll hear...
Oh, that moon is really bright. There's a nice view of the mansion. Impressive, all right. Quite a piece of architecture. Those four towers rising up into the sky with their... Four?